You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Among the big life questions we face, this is one of the biggest, whether or not to have a baby. Detroit-based writer and radio producer Zach Rosen is good at telling stories. You've often heard them right here on Stateside. Well, now he's telling a very personal story, how he and his wife, Shira, are figuring out the answer to that big baby question. It's a new podcast they call Pregnant Pause.
How did you get to this point of just knowing that you wanted to do it?
I think that I realized that the things that were making me hesitant about having kids, which were one, like the world is so evil and so sad and everything, police brutality, racism, homophobia, terrorism, just hate. But I think with all of that, I just am like, not having kids doesn't solve that, doesn't let me cope with the better. Like, yeah, I'm bringing them into it, but I'm also bringing them into a world that could be so joyful, so enriching, so nurturing, could be so awesome also.
Zach Rosen, welcome. Good to have you with us.
Thank you. Good to be here.
You know, collecting and telling other people's stories, you do that beautifully, but telling your deeply personal story, that is something else altogether. What inspired you to open up your lives this way?
Well, I think there are a couple reasons we chose to do this. One, I love podcasts. I love radio, and always thought, like, if I had a show, what would it be about? And for years and years, I didn't have a good answer to put myself in the center of it until my wife and I started having this conversation of whether or not we should have kids. And it brought up a bunch of kind of anxiety and just some questions that I didn't anticipate coming up. I always assumed that we would just have kids, but once we actually started talking about it, I realized that it was this kind of tender point in my own inner world. And I didn't know why I was feeling that. So I thought, okay, here's something where it can be an exploration. I can try to find some answers. And that seems like something that a listener could glom onto, especially maybe listeners our age who might be dealing with this question themselves.
It's kind of funny in a way, Zach. I grew up in the 60s and I got married in the mid 70s. And the things that you and Shira wonder about in that clip we just played with all the trouble in the world and do you bring a baby into it? Our generation had the same conversations. We had the prospect of nuclear annihilation, the Vietnam War. We were reading Paul Ehrlich's The Population Bomb. Mm-hmm. It's almost like the more things change, the more they stay the same.
Yeah, a lot. I mean, my parents told me the same thing. And, you know, if you look at the data, we are living in the most peaceful time in human history. But it doesn't seem like that because of Facebook and because of headline news. And we're just kind of bombarded with every bad thing that happens. You know, a couple generations ago, we just wouldn't have known about something terrible happening in Turkey. So it's this kind of strange paradox of, yeah, it's a safe time, but it really doesn't feel that way.
How much did digging in and recording and creating these podcasts really help you and Shira in your decision? Was it therapeutic?
It was. I mean, I've always thought that, you know, our microphones give us license to ask people questions that we wouldn't otherwise ask them without a microphone. And so, yeah, I was just kind of able to ask for people's advice, ask about their lived experiences, to be able to talk to a climate scientist and a philosopher and a writer, many writers, about this. Yeah, just getting it out there helps tremendously. It went from, you know, me having all this kind of unresolved, tangled up anxiety that I didn't really know what to do with, to just kind of putting it out there and just kind of acknowledging that it was there, which I think that certainly helps, podcast or not.
So you've dropped the first two episodes. What do you hope your listeners will get out of it?
I mean, the thing that I always love in movies and books and music is like stuff that's funny and sad. But more so, I just hope that people are resonating with these questions we're asking. And we've already gotten a couple emails from listeners saying, oh my God, I've thought this same thing. Thank you so much for putting a voice to it. And that was super gratifying, just to hear that this is a pretty common journey that a lot of us are going on.
The podcast is Pregnant Pause. Zach Rosen taking us along the journey as he and his wife, Shira, decide whether or not they're going to have a baby. You can find it by going to pregnantpausepodcast.com. Zach, thanks so much. We'll look forward to listening to your podcast.
Thanks for having me on. This has been fun.